program created by the Rio Grande Oil Company.
San Francisco Police calling all cars, nothing all cars, broadcast 107. Pick up one Clyde Stevens. Released yesterday from San Quentin. Failed to report to San Francisco parole officer today. This man is described as medium height, weight 140,
some of those Rio Grande sea gifts for my kid for Christmas.
Oh, thanks, sir. Here's the latest copy of the Colorado Cars News. It'll give you full information.
Oh, what's this? I see Rio Grande is a new gasoline. Rio Grande G gas, huh?
That's right.
Well, what's the idea?
Well, sir, there are a lot of motors who want the cheapest gasoline they can buy. A lot of bootleg brands selling at cut prices, but they might be poor quality gasoline. So, Rio Grande has created this brand new G gas to protect motors from bootleg quality. You see, it says right here on the pump, G-Gas exceeds United States government specifications number VG-101.
Hmm. What does that mean?
Well, our government has set a standard of quality for gasoline. It isn't safe to use gasoline under that standard. Not until these cut-price bootleg gasolines even come close to that standard. But G-Gas is guaranteed to exceed government specifications on every point. So, for those motors who want a low-priced gasoline but don't want poor quality, Rio Grande now offers low-priced G-Gas.
Oh, but how about me? I've been using Rio Grande crack gasoline. Should I change to this new low-priced G-Gas?
No, sir.
Well, why not?
Well, you're getting even more value for your money. Rio Grande crack is refined to receive United States government emergency specifications. It contains tetra-ethyl anti-knock. And the very fact that it's used in more police cars, fire engines, and emergency equipment than any other brand shows that you can't get a better gasoline for your car. No, sir. Rio Grande Crack is still the best gasoline value on this market. But today, folks who can't afford to slide up the cost of police car performance, Rio Grande now offers the finest gasoline made in the low price field. G-Gas.
Now it is our pleasure to present Sheriff John A. Miller of Concert Hospital County, who will speak to you from San Francisco. Sheriff Miller.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The rehabilitation of the criminal is a vast subject, a subject much too vast to be discussed in the short time allotted to me. However, there is merely one point I wish to stress here. No matter how inadequate prison facilities may be for rehabilitating the criminal, certainly he can never be made into a useful citizen by dumping him back on society before he has paid his debt. The knowledge in the underworld that paroles are a cinch breeds crime. Why should a man go straight when he knows that even if he is sentenced to prison for life, he can beat the rap within 6 or 7 years by shrewd agitation for parole? If we are to bring criminal activity to a satisfactory deadlock, we do not need a more humane attitude. We need a more stringent parole system. If there is any doubt in your mind as to the truth of what I say, listen on and hear what one parole violator did within 3 months of his release. His is not a unique case. In my opinion, it is the rule.
Mm-hmm.
nothing to say.
Clarence Stevens, this board has found you guilty of 9 charges of robbery and hereby sentences you to stand sentence penitentiary for the term prescribed by law. Board of the jury.
Term prescribed by the law, eh? How big a letter is that, Mr. Edwards?
Yeah, Susan Bode will probably fix your sentence in about 5 years.
That's too long. How soon can you sting me if you get to work on that parole board?
Maybe able to get you off of a few codes or something.
What's that amount to?
About 2.5 years.
And go to it. If you have any kind of a mouthpiece at all, you ought to be able to get me out.
Well, of course, it'll be a pretty heavy thing.
Ain't